Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's for Breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Hello, Lemo, on this Monday morning. How are you?
Beauty. Great to be with you guys. What a wonderful Monday. Hey, I think I've unlocked the code to success in the AFL.
Right.
Here it is, guys. Roo, pass this on to, well, you're on the board at Adelaide, so you can pass it directly on. Dits, pass it on to Koshy and the crew down there at Port Adelaide. You get rid of your best player.
Now, right.
Look at this. The Crows got rid of Dangerfield and made a grand final. Geelong got rid of Gary Ablett Jr. and won a flag. Hawthorne got rid of Buddy and won the next two flags.
Yes.
Gold Coast Suns got rid of Tom Lynch and Stephen May, and they're winning games.
They are. They nearly should be 3-0.
So there it is. Get rid of your best players.
I like it. Well, GWS got rid of Scully, and they're going better this year.
Don't worry about Scully, mate. He's all right.
Yeah, he's going all right.
He's going all right. So that's my key to success right
Paul got rid of Wingard, and they're going all right.
And they're going all right. See, it works. The system works.
It does.
And, hey, what about Dusty down there at Richmond on the weekend? He had a bit of a meltdown there.
He did have a bit of a meltdown. Weekend. Looks like he won't be playing against Port Adelaide this week.
Oh, I tell you what. Gee, you got Richmond at a good time.
Yes, but
it's a very shaky danger game.
It's always a danger game, isn't it? But this weekend, no, Dusty. I mean, Dusty on the weekend, people are outraged. He did this mocking thing where he put one finger and pressed it against his nostril.
Was he blowing it or snorting it?
I don't know, but he was. But when you start, I mean, I think it's disgraceful. When you're mocking an opposition player who has hay fever, I mean, isn't on.
Shane Mumford got hay fever issues.
Shane Mumford, he had terrible hay fever a couple of years back. I mean, he tried all manner of things to treat it, and he just couldn't shake that.
He's going to get fined, do you think, for that? Is he?
I think he might cop a little fine. Although a few years ago, remember Sam Mitchell did a needle.
Essendon players,
Mind you, he apologised straight away. He got off, but he apologised straight away. I don't think we can expect a Dusty apology.
Oh, for telling the truth.
No, he did the old squirt and the needle thing and bits and pieces.
What, against Essendon?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what, they didn't have a needle problem, Essendon?
No, they did.
He didn't get fined, so it turns out truth is
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
In that particular case. Hey, how did you two go with daylight savings yesterday?
Fantastic. I needed the extra hour.
Did you get an extra hour?
Well, really.
You know,
I laid in bed a bit longer.
You know who doesn't adjust their clock for daylight savings? You know who doesn't turn their clock back?
The kids.
Toddlers and dogs. That's who doesn't.
Yeah.
I had a 2.5-year-old slapping me on the forehead at 5:55 a.m. Yeah. Come on, Dad, what are you doing?
At least you don't have to roll over and get out.
I'm trying to have a bloody sleep in, mate. That's what I'm doing. Hey, can you remember, wind the clock back to when you were in your 20s, and your daylight savings, when you wound the clock back, it was like you'd won lotto because you get an extra hour out. At Jules Bar Tavern, it would have been back in the day. Remember Jules did?
Yes.
Jules Bar Tavern at Tavern Bar Prices.
Couple of Port Champions owned that for a while, didn't they? Paulie and Meaty, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought
you would have been there.
Thrown a few bucks over the bar at that joint back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. They doubled as the bouncers as well, didn't they?
Paulie certainly did.
Got a bit willing there at Jules back in the day. But it used to be a lot. Now you just can't even get the extra hour when you've got kids on board. So next year, I'm outsourcing the little fella next year when we wind it back.
Trade him for a night.
trade him out for an evening.
Send him out to the nanas.
For the night. Hey, Nan, come and pick him up. I want to enjoy daylight savings. Hey, and guys, quick one for you. It's the wife's birthday this week.
Yeah. Right?
Now, she looked me in the eye. Looked me clean in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you want? She looked me in the eye and said, don't worry about it. You don't have to get me anything.
Don't fall for that.
She looked me in the eye.
Yeah.
But you know what that means.
That's a bigger test.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. If you don't buy the most expensive present ever.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously.
Do it, Lemo. Spend up.
Yeah.
Why can't they just say what they mean? We're simple creatures. They should know that by now.
Mm. No, it's not going to happen.
No. Don't even think you're going to get away with that.
Oh, otherwise, just say what you mean. My favourite is when she's, well, I get the feeling there's something wrong. Like she's really angry. And I go, what's wrong? She goes, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I go, really? Yeah. Why have you been sharpening that knife for 45 minutes?
You know it means nothing. Don't fall for it. And you know that not getting a present is not going to cut it. So don't fall for that right. either.
Well, it's her birthday on Thursday. So I'll give you an update on Friday.
Perfect. Do us a favour. Just for the content, buy her nothing, please. And we want to, I just want to see what happens.
Buy her nothing. Give her nothing for half an hour, half a day. Wait for it to snap.
Yeah.
Record it,
and play
and
it
then give her the
play
present.
Play it to us on Friday.
I'll play it back to you Friday. Yeah,
that's what we want. Content for the show.
Let me predict what you're going to hear. You thought I meant it when I said don't get me anything. How stupid are you?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'll play that for you on Friday, guys.
Mm. Good. Put a vest on.
On your Levo.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. DistinctiveHomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.